Karebo said, good vach, hope all is well, wherever you are. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Vav, and we can already start planning for the Siyam Mitzvah Hashem next week. Ba'aleinu L'tova, hope you guys have something exciting planned. Mitzvah Hashem, Am Yisrael needs our S'chusim, he needs our Limud HaTorah, so we're going to do that right now. Right, B'S'chus to the people who are, the soldiers who are fighting as we speak right now in Gaza, and Am Yisrael who needs refuah and all that type of Yeshua stuff. We should see Yeshua and a Geula Bekarov. Okay, we're here on Hayam Abayz, right smack dab in the middle of a whole conversation. If you remember yesterday, at the end of Ayin Hayam at Aleph, Rabbi Lazar had said, Kuti lo yisa kutis, that a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis. Right, again, we have a discussion in terms of what the kutim were. There was another nation brought to Eretz Yisrael by Sancheriv, or the king of Assyria, whatever. That might be the same person, I don't remember exactly. But basically, they were brought to Eretz Yisrael, and the question is whether they were proper converts or whether they were what's called Geri Arayos, that they converted because of the Arayos with an Aleph, right, because of the lions that were killing them, but that they didn't really want to convert. So the question would be, why would a Kuti not be allowed to marry a Kutis? And we had said, right, Rabbi Shub and Levi had said there are three machlokos, but there are three opinions over here. Rabbi Shmuel says the Kutim are Geri Arayos, and the Kohanim that were mixed with them, again, that's not really relevant for us, right, in terms of what the Kutim were, that opinion. We're going to get to the opinion that's relevant for us is why a Kuti can't marry a Kutis, right, is going to be on Amud Aleph in a second, then we'll have two more possibilities before we get to a new Mishnah. Excuse me. So then we quoted Rabbi Shmuel Shita, we quoted Rabbi Akiva Shita, right, that the Kutim are Geri Emes, that are actual Gerim, right, and the Kohanim who got mixed up with them were good Kosherik Kohanim, right, and we said that the pasuk we quoted before was Miktsosam means that they were Katsinim, if you look at the Girsa. So with that, that's basically the last thing we said, right, on Ayin Hayam Abayz. If that's a pshat, that the Kutim were proper Jews, and the Kohanim who married into them were proper Kohanim, so as the last line says in Ayin Hayam Abayz, Elam Mipnei Ma Asurim Mipnei Ma Osram. Right, so then why shouldn't they be able to marry, right, each other? Right, seems everything's kosher here. So it says, Mipnei Shayu Miyabim Es Harusos Upodrim Es Anasuyos. Because the Kutim, who are not so necessarily, well versed in Torah law, but they kind of messed up the Yibum thing, right? And basically, that the Arusos, right, the one women who were engaged, right, or did the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin, right, ended up doing, did Yibum, and the Suos, the ones who were fully married, didn't even have to do Chalitza, which is obviously not how we Paskin. We Paskin, if you remember from Yibum, was obviously, forget Paskin, it's not Machlokas, right? That's Yibum is Shaykh to both of them. All right, so the Gemara says, my Darshi, where do they get that from? The Pasuk says, Lo Siyah, Eishas Hamesh Hachutza Liish Zar. Right, the Pasuk says she's not allowed to marry a different man, meaning that she has to do Yibum. Right? So, the Kutim Darshan, Hachti Yasra Chutza, Hilo Tia Liish Zar. Only a woman who sat outside, who lived outside, meaning like an Arusa, right, who didn't live in the husband's house, that's a woman who Shaykh. To do Yibum, but a woman who wasn't outside, but if a woman who was inside, meaning who was actually married to the husband, then she can marry anybody else. And that's obviously, right, a problem, right, and therefore they messed that up, right, and this is important, is Rabbi Akiva Shita we're talking about over here, and Rabbi Akiva, the Tamei, Damar Yesh Mamzer B'chai V'lavim, and now, right, once you tell me that they messed that up, well, a Yavama marrying a not her Yavam is an Isherlav. Rabbi Kiva holds his mom's heirs over there, so that's why there would be a problem, right? He couldn't marry, right? He held that Kutim were actual Jews, so therefore they couldn't marry other Kutim because there was a chashash, right? There could be mamzerim. Now, and here's the point that really the kicker for us. And some people say that they were usher, right, to marry each other because they were not familiar with certain, right, details of mitzvos. The Gemara says, "Man yesh omrim." What are we talking about? What is that? Whose shita is that? And what are we talking about? Amar Ravidi Barav and Rabbi Lazar. It's Rabbi Lazar shita the Tanya matzos kuti muteres, that the Tanakama holds in this brisa that the matzah of a kuti can be used, right? Ve'adam yotze b'chovas b'pesach, and you can be yotze on Pesach. Rabbi Lazar, oser. Rabbi Lazar says it's oser. Why? The fish ain't bekim b'digduke mitzvos. Right? They don't know the details of the mitzvahs, right? They're 18 minutes, 19 minutes, 20 minutes, right? They could have their matzah, could be chametz, therefore you can't use them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, kol mitzvah, sheh zikavakutim, harbe meidatkim ba yosem Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, not necessarily contradictory. It could be, but there's a whole. But okay, either way, it must be obviously a third shita, but it seems similar, and it just adds in that if they were medaktik in mitzvos, right, if the kutim did pick something to be medaktik on, they were even better, right, about it. Right, then Jews. Okay, right, again with the Gemara elsewhere. I forget where it is. Where is this Gemara? This Gemara, yeah, Chulin Daf Dalet. Okay, so the Gemara there, if I'm not mistaken, right, talks about how the Kutim, right, were very medactic in the mitzvahs that were written in the Torah, right, but they weren't medactic in the mitzvahs that were Rabbanan, right, Torah Shabbat, they didn't hold to that. So that, you know, that's a big problem, but at least the ones that they held, that were explicit in the Torah, right, they were good about. Okay, either way, but we see that they weren't mitzvos. What does it mean over here? Getting kiddushin, kiddushin regerishin. I usually say that. Okay, other way around. But they weren't medaktiking and with getting with. I did it again. Kiddushin and gerishin, and therefore, obviously, then we have a problem, right? If the kutim themselves are not careful about the lachos of divorce, so then you can't marry into them, right? It could be mamzerim, right? And that's why kutim can't necessarily marry other kutim. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman. Rabba Baravua, right? It could be another reason why Kuti can't marry Kuti. But Mamzer Mechosu, Mamzer Meishis Ach Nisar Bahem, because they had different Mamzerus. They're from Mechosu, from Eishis Ach, right? The different types of Mamzerus, right? They weren't careful, so therefore, obviously, you can't marry into them. So Gemara says, Maikamash Malan, Yesh Mamzer Bechavi Krisus. So if Rav Nachman's only teaching me that there's Mamzerus Bechavi Krisus, which we know, so Nisni Chada, why do you need to mention both of those? Psulim, right? They're different arayos, right? Mamzer Ameachoso and Ashes Ach, right? Those are different halachos. Why did you mention both? He was just telling me that there's mamzeros here, so just mention one example. So Gemara says simply Maaseh Shehaya Kachaya, because that's what happened. So therefore, that's how they reported it. V'Rava Amar Erev Shivcha Nisaru Bohem, right? That Kutim would marry, right? Eved Kanani and Shivcha Kananis. The Gemara says Yisura Mishamai Mishum Shivcha, right? The only problem that here we're talking about, right, is with the Shivcha. Right, we're talking about the problem with the yichus, right? And obviously, right, there's no mamzeris if an eved kanani, right, is with a regular Jew. I mean, the eved kanani is not the issue here; it's the shivcha kananis. So nishni chada. So why don't we just mention one of them? So also ma'aser shechaya kachaya, right? Just that's how the story transpired. Okay, new Mishnah. Hanose Isha Kohenes, if you want to marry a Bas Kohen, right, again, a female Kohen, you have to marry, you have to check, right, four mothers, right, and we'll see exactly what that is, that actually means eight mothers. Okay, Ima, right, her mother, Eim Ima, her grandmother, i.e. the mother's mother, the Eim Avi Ima, V'Ima, right, the father of Avi Ima, right, her father, her mother, meaning the mother of her father's mother, yeah, and her mother, right? Ve'em and that woman's mother, ve'em aviha, right? And the her grandmother, meaning the mother of her father, and her great grandmother, right, meaning her mother, ve'em avi aviha, right? Ve'ima and the mother of her father's father, right? And her mother. Good. Levi, maybe not good, but just read it again, and it'll become clear. Levi of Yisraelis, Mosif and Alein Orachas, and if you Levi or Yisrael, and if you want to marry the Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael, then you have to go one more generation back because they weren't as careful, right, with Yichsun. With Yuchus as the Kohanim, right? Ein medakt, ein bodkin lo min amizbeach ulamala. Right? If you know that a Kohen for whatever reason was mitzvah meheri bana beis hamikdash, but if you knew that a Kohen was did avoda beis hamikdash, you don't have to check past that because we assume, right? Obviously that they checked into that. Lo min aduchan ulamala, or a Levi who sang on the duchan, right? That also. Lo min asanhedrin ulamala, or anybody who was on the Sanhedrin. V'chol shehuchzuku avosav mishotrei harabim. Right, if anybody who is a shotrei rabbim, shotrim, shoftim v'shotrim means shotrim there in that pasuk. Right, shoftim v'shotrim means people who served the Beis Din, kind of like made sure, like, not policemen, but like people who made sure that the Beis Din's orders were carried out. So I guess policemen, but that doesn't, that's pashas, that's not what it means over here. It means a judge. Pashas. V'gabei tzedaka and gabei tzedaka. Gabbai Tzedakah is pretty straightforward, you know what that means, right? And then we'll see why that wasn't relevant, to me, why you didn't have to check into him. So, okay, right? All those people can marry Kohanim, or marry their daughters to Kohanim, right, rather, and then that's totally fine, you don't have to check into that. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, Af mishaya chotum ad, chotum aid, I'm sorry, be'arke ha'yishana shal tzipori, right, anybody who signed on the document in Tzipori, in Yishana Tzipori, right, that they were very careful about who signed on their documents, and therefore you don't have to check into the yichus. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus omer, Af mishaya muhtav be'istratio shal melech, we'll see on the base, right, and even somebody who's in the army, right, does not require any check into their yichus because Pasha says they were a kosher yid. So the Gemara says, "Maishna benashi bud kinan, maishna begavri lo budku." Why are we checking into the women, right, and not the men, right? Again, the mission said, "Mahanose isha kohenes." If you want to marry a bas kohen, you have to check into her. Why don't you have to check into the men? Pasha, right? That's the implication. Now, this is interesting because this is machlokes here. Rashi Tosfos. Rashi, if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi, the third Rashi on the Mishnah, Botkin, says we're checking, what are we checking for? Right, what do you mean checking through yichus? Right, to check and find if they have, you know, what skeleton in the closet are we checking for? So Rashi says mamzerus, right, or one of the psulos lekahal, and Tosos immediately jumps and reads this first line of the Gemara. We're talking about, the Gemara is going to explain why you have to check women and not men. Well, if you're checking for mamzerus, obviously you have to check men also. Right? Women are not allowed to marry mamzerim. That doesn't go one way. That flips both ways. So okay, Tosus doesn't like that over there. He says we're looking for chalalus, right? For a chalal, a pasal. Okay, either way. But that's you check that out if you'd like on afterwards. So the Gemara says, "Maishna benashi badkina and maishna bekavri lo badkina." Why do we check the women, not the men? So the Gemara has a very fascinating and practical difference. Nashi for women, dechin mitzu b'hadadadi. When they fight, ba'arayas come mitzu. And they usually fight and they kind of throw their insults, right, with immorality. They say, you know, you're priestess, you're not dressing in tznias, etc. Vim isa diika milsa lo isle kala. Therefore, if there's something wrong with the woman's yichus, right, that's not necessarily going to be public knowledge. But gavri, but when men fight, immediately, right, biyuchsin kaminse. They always call each other, right, they make fun of each other with the person's yichus, right? They'll call him a mamzer or an eretz yisrael. It's a benzona or something like that. That's probably a bad word. I probably shouldn't be saying it. I don't really relate to that. So I guess, okay. Whatever, you see that in all the, you know, all the yelling and screaming. Fine. I apologize if that was weird for anybody. But for me, it's not a weird word. Anyway, so right, as men always like kind of yell at each other with their yichus. From Isa, right, Deika Milsa, right, Isla Kala, right. Meaning everybody's gonna know, right. Eventually, if this guy has a weird yichus, right, men will seize upon that, and people will know. So you don't have to check into it because I don't know that. Yeah, whenever they fight, they call this guy Mamzer, and that's it. Okay, V Nami Tevdog Bay. Biddy day, okay, fine. But so why shouldn't? Meaning, why shouldn't she check into him? Meaning, a bas kohen, fine. But why shouldn't a bas kohen check the person she's going to marry? Meaning, Peseder, I understand why you're not going to check into a kohen, because we'll know about his issues. But what about why should the bas kohen not check into the Yisrael that's trying to marry her or whatever? So the Gemara says, "Maseilei l'Rav, Damarav Yud, Damarav Lo Husruk Sheres L'Nasei Pulim," because the bas kohen doesn't have an issue with that. There's no iser for a bas kohen, right, to marry someone who has a problem. Okay, fine. Okay, Rav Adavar Ava Tani, Rav Adavar Ava taught the following: that Dalad Imahos, right, Shehin Shtemis, right. It's not four; that's eight. But you have to go back even another generation. But Masniza Tana, the Brisa says, Dalad Imahos, Shehin Sheishes, right. Right, you have to go back even another generation, right, four generations now. Mishlam the Rav Abba says, you can read the corner of Rav Abba. You can read the Mishnah. How do you read the Mishnah? Mokin Lab Levia by Uvas Yisrael. And again, because the Mishnah had said for Levia or Uvas Yisrael, you have to go back right 12, right, to three generations. But Ella Masitza name a pligi. But maybe the Mishnah and the Brisa we just quoted that said you have to go 16. Maybe that's a machlokas. The Gemara says low, right? My od achas od zug, meaning you could attribute it to a case of a Levi Yisrael when the Mishnah said you have to go back one more. It means one more pair, right? As the Mishnah had listed, right? Her mother and her mother, or her this woman and her mother, right? So it meant one more pair. So that would mean 16 total, right? I mean, you can go back that far. I'm going to review the Marav. Zu de Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir Shita. This is our Mishnah. Right? It is Rebbe Meir. Av Chachamim Omer. The Chachamim say, I think we saw this before. Kol Mishpachos Bechazer is Kasha Sein Omdos. Right? We don't check into. You don't have to check into a woman. Right? We assume that she is fine. Ain't is it really true? Right? Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav. Right? Mishnah Seinu Kashikori Alav Er. That our Mishnah is only the case where there was some sort of some sort of fight or some sort of complaint, right, by the Yichus of a woman. Obviously, the Chachamim are going to agree. You have to do some checking if there's some sort of testimony by witnesses or whatever. So it says, you're right. Enochanami, ma'a demasneha, lo masneha. Right? If you say that the Mishnah is not is only Rabbi Meir, not the Chachamim, right? They obviously will not say that it's the case where there was some sort of fight on the Yichus. Right? Those don't shtim, because otherwise, for sure, the Chachamim would be maskim. But they have to check into the Yichus. Igadamri, some people say, I'm Rabbi Meir, I was a Rabbi Meir, Chachamim Omrim, Kol Mishpachos Bechazik Kasher Sein Omdos. And some people say that, no, then the following, meaning that wasn't what happened afterwards, but what happened afterwards was, Amar Bechamar Bargui Amarav, Im Koryo Lev Er, Tzorev Lev Lecharea, that everybody agrees that if some sort of, some sort of complaint or whatever about the Yichus, so then you do actually, right, have to check into it, right, if it was Edim, etc. In Botkin Minam Mizbech Lamala, what about the Mizbech? Where again, Kohen did a vote on Mesa Mekdash, you don't have to check my time, what's the reason? Because if Lav Div Tekua, Div Tekua, so lo hayu havu maskele, right? Obviously, they wouldn't have let a kohen do a vote on based on Mikdash if they hadn't checked into it. Minaduchan lamala, what about Olevi singing on the duchan? You don't have to check. My time, what's the reason for that? Also, as you might imagine, damar mar shesham hayu yoshu miyachse kuhuna umiyachse levia, right over there, right behind where the levian would sing, or behind, not behind probably, but probably next to where the levian was singing, was where the Sanhedrin was. So Pasha says Sanhedrin would have done their due diligence on a Levi or a kohen that's in the base of Mikdash. Falomi Sanhedrin lamala, what about if you know somebody sat in the Sanhedrin, there must have been they were fine. My time, well, why is that? The Tanner of Yosef, Kashem, Shabazdin, Menukim, Betzedek, Kach Menukim, Mikolmum, just like the Bezdin has to be, Tzedek, they have to be, righteous and good judges, they also have to be, they can't have a mum, can't have some sort of blemish. As we'll see in a second, that means Yichus. Amar Maremar, my Krell, what's a positive? Kulach Yafara Yasim, Mum in Buch. And you're very beautiful, no mum. So Gemara says, I am a mum mamish. Maybe that means they can't be missing an eye, or some sort of mum. The Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Amakar, the Pasuk says, he's Yatsvu Shamimach, right? Imach Bedomim Lach, right? Again, that's by Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That when he took those, Kosh Barak told them to take help, right? Let them sit there with you. They have to be like you, like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara says, well, Dimu Mishum Shechina. Well, maybe that was because Kosh Barak was there, and that was the only, because Hashem was around. Right in the Binbar, and they had to that they were about to experience that. So that's when Moshe took the Sanhedrin, right? And Kosh Baruch Hu, right, took from Moshe's Ruach HaKodesh and put it on them. So maybe they had to be right with Moshe, meaning on his level for that time. But how do you know that applies, forever more? So Rav Nachman, Amar Krell, Pasuk says, "Va'akel me'alecha v'nasu itach." Right, they should make it easier for you, but domim lach, they have to be similar to you. Meaning that again, the people who sit on the Sanhedrin have to be without proper yichus. Kol mishuchzu go. So Mishotri Rabim, anybody who is the kind of judges and stuff like that. So the Memra the Lo Machmina the Psulim, right? Does that mean that we don't have judges, right, who are poslim, right? Just because they have bad yichus, they can't be a judge? Right, there are minhu. One second, the bright Mishnah says this Mishnah is the Sanhedrin, as you might expect. Hakol k'sherim lo dun dinim amenus, v'hena kol k'sherim lo dun dinim nefashos. Right, everybody's able to judge dinim amenus at least, right? Some sort of financial dispute, okay? But dinim nefashos, okay, you're going to kill somebody, fine, I understand. Not everybody's fit to judge that. V'avinim ba kol l'seimai, and we explain what do you mean everybody's included to be able to share learn on dinim amenus. Right, a mamzer can, again, look, chas v'shalom, mamzer has yichus issues, yes, but he could be a big talmid chacham. Why can't he figure out monetary cases? So really, in Yerushalayim, apparently, right, they had a higher standard, and all the judges had to have good yichus. V'chein tani Rabbi Shimon ben Zira, the b'kedushe de Beit Levi, Rabbi Yerushalayim, right, they also learned that it was referring to Yerushalayim. Gabei Tzedaka Masiyan. Why Gabei Tzedaka? Why not check into a Gabei Tzedaka? This is interesting. Not exactly the same reason as we had before. My Taima came into Mintzu Bahadi Inshi, because they fight with people. Right? Gabei Tzedaka is a nudge. He has to take, and you see in a second that they're even able to take Tzedaka Bal Korcho. That Mamashkin Al Tzedaka Filu Be'er of Shabbos. They can come and take, right, money for Tzedaka if a person pledged the money. even on Erev Shabbos, which is annoying, and people hate them, and or fight with them. And if there was some sort of issue, like we said before, with the men, right? Someone would have yelled and screamed and would have said something about his yichus. Therefore, yistai kala, people would have known. You don't have to actually check into them. Right, the host, the place where he used to stay, Rav Adar Bar Ava, in town. Right, used to, he was a ger, or he was from Gerim, or whatever. Vahava kaminsi ihu v'rabibi, and he was fighting with Rabibi, meaning the host. Mar amar ana vidisra demasa, umar ana vidisra rusa demasna. Right, one said I want to be the mayor, one says I don't want to be the mayor. I want to be in charge of this town. So also coming to Rabbi Yosef, they went to Rabbi Yosef, and amar lehu, he said to him, Tanina, the Mishnah says, or Brisa says, shum desim alech hamelech mekarev vechecha. Right, take a king, right, who is one of your brothers. Kol mesim l'shata mesim l'yel mekarev vechecha. Right, the leaders have to be from your brothers. Right, you got to be born in America to be president. So you got to be one of the brothers to be the mayor. So amar lehu, Rav Adar Bar Ava said to Rabbi Yosef, afilu imo miyisrael. What do you mean? His mother is a Jew. Right, amar lehu. And if that's good enough, that's considered to be your brothers if his mother is a Jew. Meaning his father was from converts, but his mother was a Jew. So therefore, Rav Yosef kind of decided that Rav Bibi, who's a big tzaddik, he should be the spiritual head, and you could be the mili demasa. You can take care of, right, the host, the guy can running for mayor, can take care of the physical needs of the town. Right? I remember when I was in Shir with Rav Zaks, they had a ruchnius shir advisor and a gashmius shir advisor. The gashmius shir advisor would take care of, you know, the parties and the shabbatonim and, you know, whatever had to happen, and the ruchnius shir advisor, shir assistant rather, would take care of, you know, the chazara and you know, all that type of stuff. Anyway, so they split it. Basically, they split the job. So Rabbi said, Hilkach man mashri tzurva merabanan bush bezichne la ashri keravada bar ava. It's a good idea to have your guests a tamachacham, right, like ravada bar ava. The other the mafek may be schusar, because he could, you know, he can change things around, right, in your schus. Rav Zera metalo behu. Rav Zera would deal with metalo behu, means he would take care of it, vernacular in Hebrew. Ania tepelba, that means I'll take care of this. But what it means is that Rabbi Zera would have Gerim, or descendants of Gerim, right? He would be mechabed them, and he didn't have a problem by putting them in important positions around the town. And Rabbi Baravua metabubu, same thing in Rabbi Baravua. But Marav and Eretz Yisrael afilu rosh korei lo mekme minayhu. But they wouldn't even make them, right, into the people who are in charge of weights. And kind of measures, right? That's a big pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisisa. You got to have honest weights and measures in the town. So basically, the people wouldn't even let them be in charge of that in Eretz Yisrael because they were nervous that they wouldn't be done appropriately. Binarda afilu reish gar gusa lomap minu minayhu. They wouldn't even make them in charge of the irrigation for the fields, right? They wouldn't even give that to Gerim. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Misha Haya, again, anybody who's an aide, right? If you remember, if an aide in the Beis Din, right, that's a Tzipori, my Taima, why is that? As you might imagine, Daikeyu Machtimi, right, they were always careful, right, who signed on documents, and they would be careful about their yichus. Chanina ben Antignus would say that anybody who was in the soldier in the king's army, again, it was fine, you didn't have to check into him. We're talking about David HaMelech's army. Right? That's what we're talking about. Not like modern day army and stuff. Amrav Yosef, my krok. What's the pasuk? Because the pasuk says v'tiachsam b'tzava b'melchama. Right, there were yichus in the army. My time of my. Why was that? Amrav Yudah Marav. Kadesh teizuchusan uschus avos m'seyatan. Right, again, fascinating. As Rabbi Leibowitz likes to say, dafyami coincidence that the schus of the soldiers and their fathers should stand for them, amen kainir also, and as they are literally fighting right now, right, in Gaza. Right, we can hear the roars of the planes flying over every 5 minutes. So we, Mitzvashem, we should, their schus and their schus avos should stand for them, and the schus of our learning, and the schus of our chesed, and our davening, right, should all stand for them right now. The Gemara says, vayikat selakai moni. Right, the Gemara is going to give a bunch of examples of people who were in David HaMelech's army who were pashtus, not Jews. Tzelek, Amoni, from Ammon, right? Not a Jew. Right, Ammoni is not allowed to convert even. My love, Dasi Ammon, what didn't that mean? He was an Ammoni, Right, and he couldn't convert. He was a guy. The Gemara says, no, the Yosef Ba'amo. No, he lived there. That's not, doesn't mean he was a guy. They get Uri Achiti, right? Husband of Bathsheba, famous Uri Achiti. My love does him Chay. That doesn't mean he was from Chais. He's a guy. No, the Yosef Bechais, that's where he lived. But he was obviously a Yid. The Gemara says, I Veika Itai Hagiti. What about Itai Hagiti? That's also, it seems like that he was a guy. V'chitema hachinami, you'll tell me the Yosef begat, or begais, or probably begat, yeah? They tell me that he lived in Gat, v'amar of Nachman, iti agiti ba ubitla, that the iti agiti came and was mevatel and avodah zara, because David HaMelech took like a crown from an avodah zara, and Itai Agiti came and was mevatel the avodah zara, meaning he canceled it. The fact that there was no more avodah zara. The halacha is that if an avodah zara ceases to exist, I mean they stop worshiping it, so then it's already mutar b'hana. So obviously a Jew can't do that, right? I can't go and be like Buddha's not a thing, right? That can only be done by goyim, right? People who worship Buddha, they can stop worshiping him, right? And then okay, fine, so you can have as much Buddha as you want in your house. Obviously that's not true. Apparently if this guy Itai canceled the avodah zara, so he must have been a guy. And also, what about Itai, but about a different kasha? Tawar, right? David had 400 yuladim. I mean, people that were. That probably doesn't mean right. If you look at Rashi, bachurim hayu leDavid bechal Yosef, lo hayu banav. Right? Rashi is very clear. It doesn't mean they were his kids, but they had bachurs, right? Bachur. Right? He had 400 bachurs, right? Young people. See what kind of bachurs they were, who were in the army, and they were all the sons of Benos Yafas Tawar. Yafas Tawar is a beautiful captive, right? In Parshas Ki Seitze. You're allowed to take, right? They see the beautiful captive in war. Again, you're allowed to marry her after a certain process. So they were all benos, or sons of Yifas Tawar. V'kula mistaprim komei megadli belurus hayu. And they were all had this very long hair, very long goyish haircut. Basically, right? The v'kula miyoshim v'karanios shazav. They were all sitting in these golden carriages, right? V'ahiyu mahalchem b'roshi geisos. And they would go in the head of the army, right? In the front of the army, right? V'hein bale egropim shall beis David. That was the Agropim, the strong people of Beis David. So they, obviously their mothers were Yifas Tawar. Right? So clearly not Jewish. Now that's a whole discussion, right? Whether Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether you're allowed to be with them at Yifas Tawar before they're married, again, before they convert. If they convert, okay, but Pasha says that from the Gemara here at least that they were Goyim. So the Gemara explains simply the Azli Lebuse Alma, right, that just was to scare, right, the opposing army. That way they weren't actually fighting, they weren't actually in David's army. Right? If you were in David's army, then you had proper yichus. But these guys were just kind of in there, right, in the front, right, scare tactics, right, as they did. You find that all over Tanakh with different types of loud noises and right, blowing shofar around Yericho, etc. Right? You find that. So they were scare tactics, they weren't actually in David's army, therefore you can trust all the yichus of the soldiers in David HaMelech's army. Okay, we'll go right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow with a clean, fresh new Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. And may we be Zocha for Yeshuos for Am Yisrael. Amen.